It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano and the National Weather Service together. Well, the National Weather Service says there's a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening through much of our area. The main threat will be isolated to scattered damaging wind gusts, which could result in down trees, tree limbs, and power lines. And Pat Pagano says today we could have a temperature somewhere near 80 degrees or above. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few minutes. Out of Kent, the Scaticoke recognition issue has resurfaced in a story in Tri-Corner News. Years of denial of petitions to the courts and subsequent failures in appellate cases have not ended the campaign for federal recognition on the part of the Scaticoke Tribal Nation and their claims to ancestral reservation land in the town of Kent. The petition is through the new Office of Federal Acknowledgement within the Bureau of Indian Affairs at the Department of the Interior. Their attorney is assisting the town with drafting a response that is due by July 5th. As of April 4th, however, the information was still being gathered, and the April 4th meeting had to be canceled. A new date will be set. The Salisbury Association is applying for renewal of credentials from the Land Trust Accreditation Commission. The accreditation program recognizes organizations that meet nationally and standards for protecting important natural resources, places, and working lands forever. It was first accredited in 2017. The commission is inviting public input, accepting comments on pending applications. Comments must relate to learn more and to submit a comment on the web, landtrustaccreditation.org, or you can email your comments to info@landtrustaccreditation.org. Another story from Tri-Corner News. Cornwall budgets face a public hearing on April 22nd. Following discussion at their meeting on April 7th, the Board of Finance voted unanimously to send the proposed town budget totaling over $7.4 million to a public hearing on April 22nd. That hearing will be conducted in person, also on Zoom. Based on feedback from the public hearing, the Finance Board will consider any adjustments before presenting municipal and education budget proposals to the town meeting on May 20th. A public forum on cannabis operations scheduled for May in North Canaan, with the Board of Selectmen agreeing at its April 4th meeting to schedule the public informational forum for the growing potential interest in growing and selling cannabis. The discussion followed a special workshop meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission that was held in March that included a presentation by consultant Janelle Mullen, who reviewed current state regulations regarding cannabis and answered questions about town options. Graduation date has been set and announced at the last Region 1 Board of Education meeting. Housatonic graduation will be June 16th. The principal announced the graduation will be on June 16th, scheduled to be held outside under a tent on the grass in front of the school. Meanwhile, in Millerton, public was pretty quiet at a hearing on their budget. Moving forward with this year's budget development process, the board held a public hearing on Monday, April 4th, giving residents a chance to voice their concerns. The budget hearings, the meeting was held in Village Hall at 6 p.m. The public hearing opened to the meeting start with four people in attendance, but there was no initial public comment. The board proceeded with its agenda while keeping the hearing open. Patrons of the Pine Plains Free Library have till April 18th to complete a survey. They're seeking the community's input to help the library develop a new strategic plan. The library, located at South Main Street, has asked its patrons to fill out a short facility survey to let the library know what they think about the building and what improvements they'd like to see at the library and with its services as well. Since the library's 2017-21 strategic plan has now lapsed, Pine Plains Free Library director said the board of the Pine Plains Free Library is looking to create a new strategic plan this year. Scenic Hudson Valley is claiming GE could owe Hudson Valley billions of dollars. 3 years ago this week, the Environmental Protection Agency announced it would not require GE to continue dredging toxic PCBs from the Hudson River and certify the company's properly performed restoration steps, which it was tasked. Amid widespread criticism from environmental groups and government leaders, then EPA Regional Administrator Pete Lopez asserted the certification does not let GE off the hook, promising studies in the coming decades will fully evaluate if those steps were effective. Scenic Hudson is attempting to reopen that conversation by assessing GE a whopping, though theory, bill for at least $22.1 billion. Applications are now available for the 20th Annual Daniel Pearl Scholarship. The 2000 award is given in memory of Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter, kidnapped and killed in Pakistan in early 2002. Pearl earlier worked in the Berkshires at the North Adams Transcript and the Berkshire Eagle. While his career was in journalism, he also was a gifted musician, trained as a classical violinist, playing guitar and mandolin as well, while living in the Berkshires performing in a bluegrass band. For that reason, the award is given to a student who intends to study and pursue a career in either journalism or music. Well, it's a pretty busy weekend as we head into Easter Sunday, as a matter of fact. There's some Easter egg hunts coming up. Millerton's annual Easter egg hunt will be returning Saturday, April 16th at the Millerton Gun Club, organized by the Millerton Gun Club, Millerton American Legion Post, and the Millerton Fire Company. In Amenia, the Recreation Commission inviting youngsters to enjoy its annual traditional searching for Easter eggs at Beekman Park at the town's annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Open to children up to 12 years of age. The free egg hunt will begin at 11 a.m. sharp. And in Dover, Dover Recreation invites area children to join the hunt for Easter eggs at Boyce Park in Wingdale as part of their Easter egg hunt on Sunday. Rain or shine, the hunt will be held at 1 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They have special menus for dinner 7 days a week and also a tapas menu. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,564.59. The NASDAQ at 13,643.59. And the S&P 500 at 44,46.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.